Yes, and he's here right now joining me. Welcome back to the show, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It's great to have on the show Donald Trump Jr., who you just heard is going to be live with Dom Giordano at the Scottish Rite Auditorium. You want to go see him for that. He's a great speaker. He's a great entertainer, a great storyteller, and it's going to be a great night with Dom Giordano, but it will sell out, so make sure you get your tickets today. Let me welcome back to the show. It's been a couple years. Donald Trump Jr., how are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. Good to hear your voice, Rich. How you doing?
It's great. It's great to have you back on. I got to tell you, man, you really crushed it at the RNC with your speech. I was real proud of you. It was a great night for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a good time with that. I sort of love that. And then, you know, my daughter had reached out to me, you know, really the day before and was like, hey, I'd like to speak at the RNC. This is obviously, you know, a couple hours after my father was, you know, shot. And you know, she's his golfing buddy, and I was like, oh, boy. So it worked out well. I was really nervous because you never know what happens when you put a 17-year-old up in front of, you know, millions of people on TV, you know, tens of thousands in the crowds, and she absolutely crushed it. So it was a lot of fun, but I also had a proud dad moment, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's even better. Absolutely. Now, let's contrast that, the RNC, which I thought was a really great convention, focused a lot on policy and what we're going to do for America, with this pep rally. I feel like I'm in freaking high school, you know, free pizza on Fridays.
Well, everything else that's going on is insane right now. You're seeing that at the DNC. I'm listening to people talk about, you know, if Trump gets elected, he may weaponize the DOJ against his political enemies and the FBI. I'm like, have you guys not been watching? Are they serious? Do they not even know? I mean, the projection is so ludicrous. They're accusing everyone of all the things that they're doing. Like, it's a major threat to democracy. Meanwhile, they've been running roughshod on democracy for the last 4 years. It's pretty special. I mean, Kamala Harris is talking about all the things she's going to fix. Why didn't she fix them over the last 3.5 years? Why didn't she get it done? I mean, they've almost had 4 years. She says she's going to fix the border. Why not start now? She's arguably the most powerful vice president ever because she's the vice president to someone who's, you know, in all fairness, not exactly there. She can do these things, like, immediately, but no, she's just going to promise us a bunch of stuff till we vote for her and then do exactly what they planned on doing the whole time. We just keep the borders open, keep prices high, bring in a bunch of dependents, make American taxpayers pay for them for eternity because they'll be reliable Democrat voters, and, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah, and how about Donald Trump Jr.? How about when Michelle Obama last night says, don't just sit around and complain, do something, do something. I'm telling you all to do something. She's had 4 years to do something, and they've done nothing. And she even said, you know, and you know this, I mean, when it came to the Afghanistan withdrawal, she was the last person in the room, and she has no regrets. It was all great. Everything was great.
No, the Michelle Obama one was special. The part I liked best was when she was talking about her mother told her never to trust anyone that's, you know, that has more than their fair share. And I'm saying, you know, they've got homes in Hawaii. They've got, you know, homes in Martha's Vineyard on the water. You know, what, $12, $18 million homes? I mean, it's laughable. I mean, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, the Obamas. No one knows exactly what for or how they got it. But she's telling us not to trust anyone that has more than their fair share. And yet they're sitting there as some of the richest people in the world that have never created anything, never brought in any jobs, never did anything other than peddle influence, I guess. But again, that the hypocrisy and the irony isn't lost on me. It seems to be lost on everyone at the DNC, though.
No, and you know, Don Trump Jr., the other thing, too, is that when Barack Obama stands up there and he goes, it's so great to be home in Chicago. Like, he was out on vacation, on a trip, and he just got home. Dude, you left Chicago. You left Chicago for Martha's Vineyard. So stop acting like this is your home. It's not. And people who feel literally like the Obamas abandoned Chicago, and to your point, I mean, they got houses in Hawaii, houses in Martha's Vineyard, houses whoever knows where else. But I mean, like, don't act like you guys are still community organizers. Like, enough already.
Well, beyond that, everyone's done that, right? Joe Biden's entire thing was, you know, I'm the guy from Scranton. So you left Scranton when you were 8 years old. I've spent more time in Pennsylvania in my life because I went to school there for, you know, most of my, you know, teens and, you know, college years. You know, and yet they can still go back on that. He's been a lifelong politician. He pretends like he's a blue-collar handyman. You know, the Democrats get to get away with that stuff. We don't have that luxury. The media is running full cover for Kamala Harris, pretending that she's a moderate. They're going back and scrubbing articles that are years old, editing them, changing them to make all the things she actually voted for all the things she was actually rated as the most liberal senator in the United States Senate, like, disappear, like it didn't happen. It's disgusting. And hopefully the American people get it, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard enough to get by in Joe Biden's economy. People may not be paying attention. You know, they're struggling to get by. They're struggling to feed their families. They're struggling to live what's left of their American dream that the Democrats haven't shipped abroad to save a couple cents on a widget for their, you know, their corporate overlords. And yet, you know, they say that stuff with a straight face. And it's easy to do that when you have no one other than guys like myself or my father or a couple conservatives really calling them out. The media blackout on her actual policies, on the things she's actually done, is laughable. You know, she tried stealing some of our great stuff on the campaign. You know, no tax on tips. Oh, she's going to do that too. She cast the tie-breaking vote to bring in 86,000 more IRS agents to literally go after people who may also be getting tips. She did that, and now she's going to magically do it, right? Now she's changing it. She's going to secure the border. She was the border czar for 4 years. She opened them wide open. They're not even pretending anymore.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Here's the thing. Today, so your father's down in North Carolina. He's doing a rally. He's talking about how he's going to ensure world peace. And there were no new wars under Donald Trump's presidency. And this is the thing about Ukraine. He talked about how we're going to wind that war down, how it's going to be over in 24 hours, and how Russia will never do this again. And by the way, Russia did not do this while he was president. They did this when Joe Biden was president. But, you know, it is the military-industrial complex that is always backing the Democrats and trying to stop him from getting a second term. It is the deep state that's doing this. And why not? I mean, they can control Kamala Harris. They can control this administration just like they've controlled Joe Biden. And at the same time, China is getting more powerful. Vladimir Putin's getting more powerful because of their war and energy. I mean, talk about Pennsylvania, where you went to school, Donald Trump Jr., and think about how they are. She said she wants to ban fracking on day one. I didn't hear her come out and say she no longer stands by that position. I know that her campaign said that, but I have not heard Kamala Harris make that point. Have you?
No, but Rich, in Pennsylvania, they did this last time. Remember the 2020 Democrat primary? Kamala Harris and everyone else on the stage raised their hand. They're going to ban fracking. Joe Biden said the same exact thing. And then they get to the debate with Trump. I would never do that. I won't do that because they understand it would hurt them in Pennsylvania. And then on day one, they ban the Keystone Pipeline. Like, they'll tell you whatever they need to tell you to get your vote, and then they'll do the opposite. They've literally, on this one issue, they've already done it. On day one, he banned it. He stopped all of it. But he said, I'm not going to do it. So why'd you raise your hand in the Democrat primary? Oh, it changed now. No. The media, he changed his mind. And then he does exactly what we knew he was going to do. And so that's what you're up against. That's really hard to overcome. And so, you know, we have to keep, you know, pushing that. We have to make sure that people understand exactly what's at stake. These people are truly radicals. They don't want to. You just look at the DNC. Look at what's going on outside. It's mayhem. And yet these are the people that are, you know, they're the normal ones, and they're bringing stability back. All we've seen is war, inflation, gas prices through the roof. They've brought nothing but chaos. And yet, you know, they say that we're the party of chaos somehow. The only chaos that ever happened under Trump was when they lied about Russia, 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 and he defended himself, and turns out he was 100% right.
Listen, I'm excited that you're coming to town. We're looking forward to seeing you on September 12th, Scottish Rite Auditorium, Collingswood, New Jersey. Donald Trump Jr., Dom Giordano, together. You're getting a copy of the book, Letters from Trump. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So get your tickets today by going to talkradio1210wphg.com or 1210wphg.com. September 12th, Scottish Rite. It's great that you're coming in. I got to ask you, though, before I let you go, I mean, you know, you went to school in Philly. What do you put on a cheesesteak?
Yeah. Whiz-wit, baby.
Whiz-wit. All right. I had my suspicions. I wasn't sure because I've had this debate. You know, Byron Donalds was on with me yesterday. And he's going provolone. I got to be honest with you. I'm going provolone, too. And now people are yelling at me saying it should be American cheese. So you're going whiz-wit? Fine. You stand with that.
I'm going
whiz-wit.
Listen. Yeah, listen. The reality is this. I've probably had hundreds of, you know, between Pat's and Gino's, we used to do like the 4 a.m. run from Penn. You know, I've had hundreds. I probably only remember a few of them. It was a little bit late. We were having too much fun. But those were some adventures. It was a blast.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for coming back on the show. I hope we can talk again before the election. Donald Trump Jr., see him on September 12th. Thank you, my friend. Give my best to Kim, and I appreciate it.
See you soon, guys. Be well.